Chairs No Waiting, episode number 248, Goober Does Football, part 2. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some of your favorite Mayberry items. I know you're not going to be disappointed if you do. Head over there and check out the songs, themes, and laughs for the Andy Griffith Show. It's got the theme song and all kinds of other stuff. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you each week by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, 248, is Ted Wong. Thank you, Ted, and thank you, Mayberry Band, for our theme song. Folks, I am Alan Newsome, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it's great to be able to spend a little bit more time with you here in Mayberry. Once again, it's just fun. Man, we're at episode 248. Wow, I got to plan something special for the next episode because it's the 249th episode. There were 249 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show, so I think that ought to be a special show of some kind. So I'm going to be trying to think up some stuff. I may even have to take a week off to come up with the stuff I need to think up. But I definitely want us to have a really good time for our 249th episode. This ought to be, it ought to be big. Big ain't the word for it. So we got 249, which is big because of the Andy Griffith Show. And then 250 episodes is the week after that, which is big just for anybody making it to 250th episode of a podcast. So the next few weeks here on the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast ought to be special. We'll have a good time like we always do, but try to make it a little bit extra special. It's hard to make it better than tonight, though, because tonight we're going to be hearing more from Goober Does Football, which is part 2. If you didn't hear last week's episode, 247, head back over there and check it out because the treats just keep on coming. Yeah, we had a listener, as I said last week, Tony, who contacted me and let me know that he had audio of this ball game, the football game. He had the actual audio of George Lindsay at the UNA football game back in 1990 against Tennessee Martin. Well, UNA was winning so badly. I mean, so well, I guess. I'm not sure. Depends on which team you were rooting for. But they were beating them so bad. You know, the color and the play-by-play guy, his name's Jerry Knight. He was, he's struggling a little bit or could use some help to make the time pass a little bit. And luckily for him, George Lindsay was attending the ball game and agreed to come up and sit with him in the booth. So what we're about to hear is part 2 and the completion of George Lindsay doing the football game between UNA and Tennessee Martin back in 1990. So let's go ahead and check it out. So I hope you guys are going to enjoy this. I know I'm going to enjoy it. So take it away, Jerry and George. Anytime you want to.
George, let's play a little word association. I'm going to call some names out, and you give me your immediate thoughts on them. Andy Griffith.
Great actor.
Barney Fife.
Strange. One bullet.
You had a good comment about Ronnie Howard today. If you knowed he was going
to
what?
I just said if I knew Opie was going to grow up to be Ron Howard, Goober would have been Opie's best friend.
He's done
I'd have
well.
Been in Cocoon and Parenthood and all those pictures. But the funniest guy I ever worked with is Howard McNair, Floyd the Barber.
He's one of my favorites. Talking about Howard McNair, Floyd the Barber.
Yeah.
What'd you like about him?
He was exactly off camera the way he was on camera. And so many people ask us, did we think we were, you know, it's 30 years later. No, we didn't. We worked every day, and I think the answer to that longevity of that show is that when you looked at us, you thought we were those people, that you didn't think we were actors.
That's right. That's exactly right. How about Aunt B?
Well, she was Aunt B. You know, she moved to Siler City, North Carolina, and remained Aunt B even after her television life. But I once asked Andy, I said, tell me about Goober, and he said, he's the kind of guy that would go into a restaurant and say, hey, this is great salt.
Great salt. Oh, it's at the 49-yard line, and our guest analyst tonight is George Lindsay, the Goober from The Andy Griffith Show and Hee Haw. Hope you're enjoying his comments.
And UNA.
And UNA. How about Ernest T. Bass?
Well, how about him? He only did 5 shows. He's a director. His name is Howard Morris. He used to be on the old Sid Caesar show, and he's from the Bronx.
And you know what? Alabama not only has got the famed George Lindsay, but from Sylacauga, Gomer Jim Nabors.
Jolly.
He was a great one you worked with also.
Only worked with him 3 times, amazingly enough.
Is that right?
Yep.
He was impressed with your imitation, wasn't he? Finally, we can't leave out Otis Campbell.
Hal Smith. We were all together in Charlotte this week for the big Andy Griffith reunion there, and... you'd left out Thelma Lou. You left out Helen Crump.
Yeah. Well, I ain't gotten them yet. Those were the pretty ones on the show, weren't they?
Yeah.
All right. And let's not forget Juanita. I always wondered what Juanita looked like.
We did, too. Juanita and Sarah.
Yes, Sarah. For
Sarah,
sure.
The telephone operator.
Right.
But Jim and I only worked together. His last show was the Fun Girls. Mm-hmm. And then I visited him once in the Marine Corps, and then we did that Return to Mayberry.
Right. Well, we saw the special Wednesday night on TBS.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, fabulous. It was really great.
We filmed, just the interviews, we filmed 5 hours in Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, it was a tremendous show.
And then I start Hee Haw next week.
Okay, we'll get into that in just a moment. You've been on that show over 20 years, haven't you?
Yes.
How about your work on Hee Haw? You still on that show and go to work soon?
Yeah, we film in June and October in Nashville. We all live in California, but we film 13 shows in June, 13 shows in October. And we only work 2 months out of the year, but grease ain't bad if you've never had butter.
I don't imagine so. I tell you what, you know, that was one of those shows where the so-called bigwigs didn't think it was good enough for network television years ago, and it's probably seen by more people than any other show right now.
Well, think about Andy Griffith, 30 years.
Yes. Well, George, you already talked about Hee Haw and Andy Griffith, and I know one big event in your life that you'll always remember. You were inducted recently, a few years ago, into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that was something. That was a great day for blocking backs.
You may be the only one in there.
Coach Self and I are the only two still living.
Well, you may have been a good blocking back, but you told a story that Coach Self didn't think very much of your tackling or blocking, was it, when you took the helmet off and gave it to him? What was that story?
Oh, I couldn't block a guy who was trying out for the team, and he screamed, can anybody here block this man? I just took my helmet off because I knew he'd won the outstanding blocker in the Southeast Conference, so I just handed it to him. But amazingly enough, I started... all games for 2 years, and my senior season, I averaged 58 minutes a game.
Yeah, that's great.
That other 2 minutes, I swept up.
George, what's been the big change, from a serious point of view, the big change in football today than when you played back in the 50s?
Well, you know, it's still blocking and tackling. But I think it's more sophisticated now. I think there's more specialists. We punted, we caught the ball, we ran with it, we blocked. And now I think you've got so many specialists. I really believe that football would be a lot better if it was back to a little more where everybody got to play everything.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have time to watch football on television nowadays?
Yeah, every minute when the Griffith show's not on.
Now, a lot of people would like to ask a TV star, what do they like to watch on television? What does George Lindsay watch nowadays? Do you got any favorite show?
Well, the Griffith show's on 5 times a day in Los Angeles. I do watch it some, but I like to watch a lot of old movies, and I like to watch that Civil War PBS show.
Right.
I thought maybe instead of the regular ending, they could tell us who killed Laura Palmer, but they didn't, so.
Well, I hadn't got a chance to watch that, but I got it on tape.
We had our best play was Harlan Go Long.
Harlan Go Long. And it worked quite well.
Oh, yeah.
Who was your quarterback back then, George? Who threw to Harlan Hill?
Joe Elmore. Uh-huh. Monk Romine was our fullback.
Yeah.
Bamel Poole and Harlan were their ends. Bobby Neal Wade, Sam Hyde.
Remember a lot of those names. What's in the future for George Lindsay?
Well, I'm doing a lot of concerts, but what I'm going back to California to do is I'm reading for a producer and director. They're going to do Inherit the Wind. This is the 35th anniversary of that play, and they're going to do it in a real courtroom in the courthouse in Los Angeles. Yeah. It's never been done like that before. And they're reading me for the judge. Uh-huh. So I may go legit again.
Yeah, you would be Judge Goober, right?
Well, not hardly. I'll take that by that.
George, how long time period did it take to film a 30-minute episode of Andy Griffith?
3 days. We filmed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and that's what it was, film. Mm-hmm. And we shot approximately 32,000 feet of film, and after it was edited, it was about 1,200 feet. Mm-hmm. We made a little hourly movie, a little half-hour movie every week.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the guest analyst comments of George Lindsay, Goober from The Andy Griffith Show, an alumnus of UNA, Florence State back then, is back at homecoming, and you're listening to his comments on the UNA Network. I know you're enjoying them as we are. And that's the end of the third quarter. The UNA Lions are leading by a score of 42-0, and we'll hold it here. George, we know you got a lot of people to see.
Can I just say one thing? I want to thank, first of all, I want to thank this town and this college for affording me a college education. And secondly, I want to thank everybody that watched us for so many years, because, believe it or not, we really like you all, and we do our best for you, and just thank you for watching us for all these years, and certainly thank you for supporting the Special Olympics in the state of Alabama.
Well, George, thank you very much. We want to get your autograph, and if you would, we're going to take a break, and we thank you very much for being an analyst on our show. We hope that you enjoyed it. Have you ever done that before?
Well, not now.
you can put this in your repertoire also. George Goober Lindsay has been our guest analyst.
Oh, man, I hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I did. It was just that was a treasure to find, and I want to thank Tony for providing it to us, and I want to thank Jerry Knight for allowing us to use that audio as part of the show. Wow. It's just so good. It's always fun to find these little treasures that we probably never heard as Mayberry fans, and get to hear our friends from the Andy Griffith Show, sharing their life with us, sharing their joys and the fun they had on the show, and just their career in general. And I just can't thank Tony enough for providing that to us, because that was definitely something we wouldn't have heard if Tony hadn't let us know about it. So thank you again, Tony. Thank you, Jerry Knight. And thank you, George Lindsay, for being on the podcast. As I mentioned last week, George was the very first interview I ever did. And so he was really the first cast member I got to know, I guess, and actually be friends kind of with. I'll go so far to say I was friends with him. It was really special. Well, folks, we've had some feedback, and I've got a little bit here from a few weeks back on the podcast episode about us heading up to Mount Airy, North Carolina. Hopefully you remember that. It was, I believe, episode 246. It was called Meet Up in Mayberry was the name of the podcast episode. And I had this little comment here on our website from Patty on the Facebook page. She said, I hope you plan this every 6 months, hint, hint. I would have been proud to represent the Florida transplant plant that lives in Charleston, South Carolina. I haven't been to Mayberry Days in 5 years, and I miss the area and the people. This would be a great reason to return. Hard to go there and not see Charles with his wonderful smile. Charles was the owner of the Snappy Lunch. And she asked how Mary was doing, Mary Dowell. She's always so sweet. Yes, she is, and she's doing fine. I got to go to the Snappy Lunch while we were in town. Kenneth, Otis Junkin, Jan, my wife, and myself, we ate there at least, I think, twice, maybe three times in 2 days. Because we had breakfast, lunch. You can't miss out. Now, if you've ever been to Mount Airy, if you don't go to the Snappy Lunch early, you won't get to eat there because they close about before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They're open very early. And, you know, the pork chop sandwich is what people always talk about. But let me tell you, their breakfast is very good. And so I always like to eat breakfast there. And then we stuck around town and visited with people and headed back over there before probably about 12 o'clock. And got us a pork chop sandwich. So we did all that in one day. You know, we were ready to eat at the Snappy Lunch. And Mary's doing fine. Found out her daughter recently got married. which I didn't know. And not only did she get married, she made her own wedding dress. Just a little trivia there. So it was that was fun to see. We got to see pictures and everything. So that was pretty cool. Folks, as far as doing those meetups every 6 months, I would love to do that, but I'm not sure I'll be able to, just because it's about a 9-hour drive to Mount Airy from my house. But I will definitely try to do another one, because that was a lot of fun getting together with fans from the Andy Griffith Show, because that's what this is all about. We, in the chat room here in the as we do the podcast, we've got 21 people in there visiting right now, and they're visiting with one another and listening to what I say a little. But that's what it's all about, isn't it? Is community and getting to know one another. So I want to encourage you to come by on Monday nights when we're doing the show. We normally do the show on Monday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Now, that's not necessarily every week, but if you drop by the website where it's it says live, so you'll be able to see at the top of the page. If you go to the Two Chairs No Waiting website, you'll see right at the top of the page, it says live. If you go to the live page, there is a calendar there on the live page that would show you when the next episode's going to be recorded. So you can plan your week or plan your day to come over and visit with us, and you'll enjoy, I think, sitting in the chat room and talking to people. And while you're there at the Two Chairs No Waiting website, there's a section over on the right side at the very top of the page. You'll see a menu bar, and over at the right, it says community. And if you click on that community link, it takes you to imaberrycommunity.com. And you can head over there and join the other, 600 plus members who visit there and talk about the Andy Griffith Show pretty much every day, or not all of them are there every day, obviously. But it's kind of a Facebook forum type area, and it's a great way to get to know and meet and visit with other fans of the Andy Griffith Show. So I want to encourage you guys to head over there and do that and be a part of the Mayberry community, because, you know, that is what it's all about. If we just listen and pretend, you know, that we're in Mayberry, that's wonderful. It's a lot of fun. But I do believe it's very important to get to know some of the other Mayberry fans, because they are some of the best folks on earth, I got to tell you. And I love it. Well, folks, I am not going to keep you any longer. I hope you enjoyed the part two of Goober Does Football. And I know I did. And I hope you guys will call in and or write. You can call me at 888-684-8415. You can send me an email at floyd@imaberry.com. You can drop by over at Two Chairs No Waiting's Facebook page at facebook.com/twochairs, or just drop by the Two Chairs No Waiting website itself and give me a note. Say hi, whatever. Folks, thanks again for coming and spending time with me in Mayberry, and we'll see you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting. Good night, everybody.